What's up, divers? Welcome into the Deep Dive Fantasy Football Podcast, where I take a deep analytical look at fantasy football and combine it with a common sense approach to lead us to some titles. I'm your host, Brandon Gabor, and before we get started, remember you can follow me on my main platform being Twitter at DeepDiveFF or on Instagram at DeepDiveFantasyFootball. With that being said, let's get to the content. What's up, divers? Welcome into a quick little episode of Deep Dive in 5. I'm going to give you guys some names of rookie players in Dynasty that I am drafting in the fourth round or later. So fourth round, if you have a fifth round, they'll be there in the fifth round, and they'll be on waivers. Two of the names that I gave in this type of topic last year was Puka Nacua and Tank Dell. Now, obviously, both of them turned out way better than I could have imagined, but I was higher on those two than most people, and if you took my advice, you probably ended up with them on your teams, and that's all that matters, right? Because they ended up being ballers. So maybe we can get two awesome hits like that from this list of guys. These are guys that I am throwing my hat in the ring for, per se, and guys that I'm taking in the fourth round and definitely prioritizing right when the draft ends to clear some room off my bench for these guys on waivers. Okay, so the first one, they have to be, my criteria is they have to be available in at least some drafts in the fourth round. Okay, number one is going to be Kamani Vidal. Now, I'm not going to break down these guys, get too into the weeds with these guys. This is Deep Dive in 5. It's going to be nice and quick, something easily digestible during a quick walk or whatever. However, I will say Kamani Vidal, I mean, he's the best pass blocker of the running backs on his team. He's going to a very run-heavy team, and both of the guys in front of him are injury-prone. Now, if you guys want big breakdowns of these rookies, go back and listen to my rookie podcasts. Also, just keep up with me on my team projection podcasts, and you'll be able to get pieces on all these guys at some point. Luke McCaffrey, Commanders episode just came out, so you guys already got some stuff on Luke. But Luke McCaffrey, to me, is somebody that just becoming wide receiver very recently in college, and already having a lot of skills to play wide receiver and the mind, the mental, I guess, prowess to understand where to sit in zones and stuff like that and be quarterback friendly since he used to play quarterback. Those are things that I think are going to help him get on the field. Those are things that I think are going to help him be successful in the NFL. He's also very good in 50-50 situations. Luke McCaffrey is very interesting to me. In Washington, I already have him in two of my three dynasty leagues. Spencer Rattler, if you're in Superflex, he's a guy that used to have first-round hype. Anytime I see a quarterback that at one point in time during their college career had first-round hype and then something happened that derailed it, if they're available late, then I'm taking them. So Spencer Rattler is another one. Brendan Rice, a guy that I like a lot for the Chargers. He's got some good 50-50 skills. A lot of people like to say he's not that good at that. I'm not really sure why. I see him. He looks like a basketball player. I see him use his body to box out defenders. He does a lot of back shoulder fades well, stuff like that. And you know, he was possibly the best target for Caleb Williams. So when I'm looking at Brendan Rice, that's somebody I'm definitely gravitating towards. He's in a room that could definitely allow him to rise up the ranks and become a starter very soon. It might just be him, McConkey, and Palmer, you know? So that's something that I like. Malik Washington's another one. He's kind of getting buried by Odell Beckham right now, and that's good because that's helping his value, and he might not even get drafted because of it. Malik Washington's somebody that, in terms of production in college, was amazing. He looks really good. He's just undersized. But if there's somebody that knows how to use players' skill sets very well, especially if they're undersized, Mike McDaniel is definitely one of them. Tyreek Hill's not a very big guy either. And Malik Washington, I'm not saying he's Tyreek Hill. I'm just saying that he is a undersized guy with a lot of talent, a lot of skill, a lot of production, and he's in a high-flying offense. So I'm excited to grab some shares of him as well. Dylan Laub. DL, keep it on the DL, guys. We're not going to talk about him too much because we don't want everybody to hop on, but he is probably going to be the receiving running back in Oakland. And Alexander Madison's a nobody. The guy in front of him, Zamir White, has really not much better of a profile, prospect profile coming out of college than Dylan Laub. And so because of that, you know, he might get more carries than we're expecting. I do think he's going to be involved in receiving. And if something were to happen to Zamir White, with these rookie running backs, guys, what you want most is opportunity. And with only really one true guy in front of him, who's going to be taking a crazy workload, which increases his chance of injury, I like taking a shot at Dylan Laub as well. Another one of these running backs that have a clear shot, who I would actually take over Dylan Laub, and probably, Him and Kamani Vaudal, I would go back and forth between, is Tyrone Tracy with the Giants. Tyrone Tracy is a converted wide receiver to running back, very athletic, a little bit on the older side, doesn't have a lot of carries to his name, but with the carries that he did have in limited time, he looked good. He had some good production stats, some good like force tackles, stuff like that, stats as well. And he's going to the Giants. And who do the Giants have? Devin Singletary, which is consistently somebody I like a lot, and you guys probably know that. But he is consistently one of those guys that teams just look over. And he's somebody that continually is never making the coaches happy for whatever reason. I mean, he does and gives you exactly what you want. And he's a really good running back. But for whatever reason, they always like to try to replace him. And Tyrone Tracy might be that, because that offense needs juice. And outside of Malik Nabers, they don't have any other juice. Tyrone Tracy could be the one that brings it to him. Eric All, the tight end with the Bengals, he's somebody that I'm taking. He's usually on the waivers, so I'm putting like a good amount of fab down. I'm not going to say how much fab, because there are people in my leagues that compete with me and listen to this podcast, so I don't want them to just take them from me. But Eric All is definitely somebody that I like as well. He's a very athletic tight end, possibly the best receiving tight end after Brock Bowers in this draft class, and he's got Joe Burrow. And you guys know how I feel about Burrow. You know I love him, and I'm just worried about his, you know, his injuries and what might be coming if he continues to get injured. However, in terms of what the situation does look like without that speculation, I think Eric All is going to be in a very good situation, especially with T. Higgins leaving in the future. We don't know if Jermaine Burton is going to turn out. We don't know if his off-the-field issues are going to become something we are affected by, like Rashee Rice, for example. So, you know, he is looking at being the third target for Joe Burrow after this year, possibly, and I like him a lot. So Eric All is one. Rasheen Ali, running back, Baltimore. Baltimore always has terrible injury luck with their running backs. They have a very, very aging Derrick Henry. And then they have a, oh man, I don't know why his name is escaping me right now. Their running back who was really good last year. I have him in a lot of leagues too. But the little running back that they have that tore his ACL, I mean, he's still going to be recovering as well. So Rasheen Ali, technically he's the third guy on the roster, but he could very easily see the field. And we see a lot of Baltimore running backs hit the field. And Rasheen Ali, to me, is somebody that has a good skill set and looked really good in college. He was just at a smaller school. So I like him a lot. We've got four names left for you. Jaheim Bell, he is a tight end who's very athletic for the Patriots, another team that is in need of help in receiving, in need of some juice, right? They've taken their shots this year. They really have. They grabbed May. They took their shots at Jalen Polk, Javon Baker. And they also took this shot that nobody talks about, which is Jaheim Bell. And I like Bell a lot. He's a very good receiving tight end. He also, you know, grabbed some carries and stuff like that. Shows you his athleticism if his college team is asking him to play running back in the red zone and give him carries. So Jaheim Bell's a very interesting guy. Excited to see how they use him. And I think Alex Van Pelt might be able to cook up some interesting stuff for him. So I'm not saying he's going to be great right away, but he is a developmental rookie tight end who's 22 years old and has good athleticism. Think, you know, what a lot of people looked at Okonkwo as and what people looked at Jonnu Smith as. You're getting some of that skill here, some of that athletic promise here, except I think he's actually just a better receiver. Then we've got Jalen Coker, wide receiver, UDFA, signed with Carolina. Very good production, very small school. Nobody really knows about him. There was some hype on Twitter towards the draft as we got closer, but then he didn't get drafted, and that hype just got put out extremely quickly, immediately. So he's somebody that I like a lot. And two more, another undrafted free agent, which we know these shots at UDFAs are shots in the dark. However, if I can tell you what direction to shoot in the dark, it increases your chances of hitting. That's what I'm trying to do here with this Jalen Coker one and with this Dallin Hulker one. Dallin Hulker is a tight end who I liked a lot. He doesn't have the best athleticism on the on the turf at the combine, but if you actually watch him play, he's plenty athletic. And one thing that he did do really well at the combine was the three cone. He had one of the best times because he's got that short change of direction, quick little burst. And that's very important at tight end, especially when you're not usually going deep down the field. That's probably arguably more important than a 40-yard dash time. And he had that in the bag. He was, before the combine started, one of my favorite tight ends that's just a sleeper. And now he's going to a team that has one good wide receiver, Chris Olave, an okay, decent wide receiver in Rashid Shaheed, and a okay, decent tight end in Juwan Johnson. Dallin Holker, who knows? Kamara's going to drop off soon. He might find himself in the lineup in two tight end sets, because we also have to remember this. Clint Kubiak has gone to New Orleans, and Clint Kubiak likes to use tight ends. Clint Kubiak is from the 49ers, and all the 49ers coaches, they love to use their tight ends. So that's something interesting to me as well. So Dallin Holker, Jalen Coker, those are the UDFAs, and the last guy I have for you is actually from San Fran, or going to San Fran, I should say, Cody Schrader. There was a nice little fun joke, which is very true, for Kyle Shanahan, that he made, that, yeah, we'll take some running backs, you know, we'll probably take one in the fourth round and take one in the sixth round, and the one we take in the sixth round is probably going to be better, because they've had situations like that happen before. Well, what happened this year? They took Isaac Garendo in the fourth round, and they took Cody Schrader in the sixth, either the sixth or seventh round, and he's going to be the guy that probably ends up going over Garendo. Garendo's an athletic freak, has amazing Raz, but in terms of actually playing the position of running back, Cody Schrader's better than him. And if something happens to McCaffrey, which I will be talking about in depth when we talk about the 49ers, it's very possible. If something happens to McCaffrey, then Cody Schrader could be the guy that is the Kyren Williams next year. And so he's somebody that I'm also taking a lot off of the waivers and hoping that he makes it there. So hopefully I can release this episode after the current rookie draft I'm in is over, which will be hopefully in the next few hours, so I don't have to compete with everybody for these guys on the waivers. Anyways, until then, peace.